It is time for a community connection on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now 95.1 FM. Hopefully you all are having a great morning so far. We're sitting down with John B. Kane this morning. He is running for House District 11 against Wendy Stearman. Sir, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning. And of course, why are you running for this position?
Well, I've been born and raised in this area, and I have been blessed with awfully good representation for most of my adult life. I think that to represent the district takes a lot of time. I'm committed to the time it's going to take to be in the district, be available. I want to be able to answer questions. I want to get ideas from people and listen to what they have to say. And then also when I'm in Oklahoma City, I want to spend the time that's required to build relationships and trust so that we can hopefully have successful sessions and move our state forward in the way Governor Stitt, I love the way Governor Stitt talks about us being a top 10 state. And I want to be part of that. I've been around long enough to remember when Oklahoma, let's just say, had a self-esteem problem. And there's no reason in the world that Governor Stitt isn't right, that there's no reason we can't be top 10. And whether it's in jobs, whether it's in education, whether it's in transportation, I mean, you just go up and down the line. Tourism, which is something I'm interested in. I currently serve on the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Commission. I've learned a lot at that level, but I want to be part of that. And I think we can achieve it.
What have you been able to accomplish on the Tourism and Recreation Division that you've been working on?
Well, on that commission, I'm fairly new. I was appointed by Governor Stitt just this year. So I've been to all of one meeting. But what I did learn, you could kind of forget how important items like tourism can be in this state, where it's the third largest economic development, GDP, creator in the state. It follows oil and gas and agriculture. We employ 160,000 plus people in the tourism sector in this state. It's a big business, and we have good people leading it. I was very impressed with my fellow commissioners. There's eight of us on the commission, and I was very impressed with our director. So I hope to learn more, but this is my first really step out into statewide kind of work. And it intrigues me. I want to be more involved.
Well, looking more at the local level, too, before the show, we talked about how you have been involved in banking. You're also a rancher. What can you tell the folks about that?
Well, the ranching, I started when I first came back to Bartlesville in 1986 after college and a couple first jobs. I went into partnership with my father in the cattle business, and I just started learning and learning fast. Fortunately, I had attended a great school, Texas Christian University's Ranch Management Program, which prepared me for a lot of things, but there's some things school can't prepare you for, no matter how great it is.
And, exactly.
So I started learning, and I think, you know, that experience, it's just a small business. You know, we had payroll, we create jobs, we have inventory. It's just my inventory moves around. I can't put it on a shelf and come back and find it the next day. But it's very similar to any other small business. And so I think what I learned more than anything is effective ways to deal with people, and the way you deal with people is so integral to the success of any business. And I will say that's any business, any enterprise, and including government. And I've learned that's probably my biggest takeaway.
And tell us a little bit about your time at Community State Bank up in Coffeyville.
Oh, that is a bank that I've been an investor in from a long time and served on the board. Continue to serve on that board. It's been a great experience for me because clearly you do learn a lot about a lot of different businesses when you're on the banking side of it. And it's been, we've got our ups and downs. The banking business has been really good lately, but I was also doing it in the 80s and 90s when it was really a struggle. And so you learn to persevere and you learn to just keep your nose to the grindstone and work and get your way through. But it's been a pleasure, and I'm happy to still be involved with it. Although, of course, I do all my banking locally here in Bartlesville, but I am an investor there.
And we're just kind of scratching the surface a little bit about who you are. Before we get a little bit further into that, how does being on this tourism position with the state, a rancher and a banker, help you kind of fill this position or be in this position if you were to be elected into the state representative role?
Well, I like to say this is the right time and the right experience. And, you know, small business is the backbone for the economy of this state and this country, quite frankly. Most jobs come from small business. And I have 35 years of experience in small business. Like I said, I'm making payroll and I'm getting all the bills paid. And that kind of experience, I think it will give me empathy when I'm talking to others. And I've been in the manufacturing business as well. And creating jobs is a large part of any government position. And I want to be part of what Governor Stitt's doing, and my experience ought to help there.
And you were talking about involvement towards the beginning of the interview. Why is that important, and what else motivates you to run for this position?
Well, I've been proud of Bartlesville since as long as I can remember, grade school. I've always somehow had known that Bartlesville was a pretty special place, and it continues to be a special place. So when I had the opportunity to come back here, I did. I jumped at it. It was something I always thought I wanted to do. And when I got back, I immediately got involved because it's just something I felt it was what I desired to do. I've been very fortunate to be part of many boards and in leadership positions on some great not-for-profits particularly in this town. And that experience, I think, has helped me develop a real feeling for the values and what this town stands for and what we want. And not just Bartlesville, but all of District 11, I'm sure. But Bartlesville does make up the greatest part of this district. But with my experience with a lot of different people in this town, I think I honestly do have a feel for this community as well as about anybody.
And speaking of involvement and having a feel for relationships in the community, we've talked about this before the show. How would your relationship be with Representative Strom and Senator Julie Daniels if you were elected to this position?
I have great respect for both. Senator Daniels and Representative Strom, they do a lot of what I'm talking about. They're highly visible in the community when they're not in session, and I feel like they're very approachable, and they've always been easy for me to talk to, and when I want to talk to them, they've been available. On the other hand, I think they're both very involved in Oklahoma City. Like we've talked about, if you're going to operate any kind of a enterprise, you need cooperation, and it needs to be where you can talk and people can trust you, and that doesn't happen except by relationships, and that takes time, and I'm willing to invest that time, just as I've seen Julie and Judd do, and I'd like to follow their lead on that.
We are speaking with John B. Kane. He's running for House District 11 against incumbent Wendy Stearman, who's been in office for about a year or so. And of course, that will take place, the primary, next summer.
Yep.
And if there is a general election, if there's a Democratic candidate, that will take place next fall. Of course, we can mention your family life too. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I've got my wife is Barbara, and I'm happy to report she's fully supportive of this endeavor. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be stepping off here, but she completely supports it. And I'm grateful for that. Between us, we do have five children, three of which live in Bartlesville, adults living in Bartlesville, and I have seven grandchildren, all of which live in Bartlesville. So I've got a pretty vested interest from top to bottom, whether it's preschool up through the high school or anything else, any organized sports or activities, I'm interested in all of it.
And for people that are wanting to get to know you a little bit more, how could they go about doing that?
Well, first of all, I want to say, and we haven't really talked about it, but you know, my DNA is I'm a staunch conservative. I believe in limited government. I believe in every chance you get, you push a decision down to as local a level as you can. That's the way I believe, and that's the way I've always believed. And so, I'm going to come from that vantage point on any decision. I don't think government needs to grow. I respect individual rights. You know, I think our founding fathers were on to something. I feel like we've got a segment of our society, and not so much in Oklahoma, thank goodness, and but that moving away from the, whether it's capitalism or any of our founding fathers' principles, I'm going to staunchly defend our constitutional rights in every way, shape, or form. That's what you need to know about me. I also believe, though, in respectfully listening to other opinions, and being honest back, even if that's telling someone something they don't really want to hear. But hopefully that will lead to the next conversation or the next conversation, and there could be a breakthrough where you can cooperate on something good for the state. But if anyone wants to get a hold of me, I'm happy to share an email address, which is jbcane@canecattle.com. And then I'm happy to share my cell phone, which is 918-440-7295. And I'll pick up or get right back with you. If anybody would like to talk to me and understand more about me, I would love to talk to them.
Again, we're speaking with John B. Cane, running for House District 11, state representative against Wendy Stearman. Sir, is there anything else that you would like to mention this morning?
You know, no. I said it in the beginning, but I just believe this is the right time, and I have the right experience to do this job and make people in our district proud. And nothing would make me happier than if I could do that. So please, I'd love to talk to anybody anytime if they can get a hold of me.
That was a Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and 95.1 FM. We were speaking with John Cane, running for state representative in House District 11. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Garrett.